16-year-old David Ford brings you the last of our Radio Rookies series this morning. He goes to Automotive High School in the Greenpoint neighborhood of Brooklyn. It's a vocational school that might be closed if students' test scores don't improve over the next 2 years. David wants listeners to know what automotive means to him.
I love cars since I was little. When I was about 5 years old, I used to help my dad work on his car. I would get his tools and do what he told me to do. As we were working, we would listen to music, stuff like B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. We wouldn't talk much. We would just work until dark.
With me right now is the love of my life, my mother.
I remember the day when I almost had a heart attack when I saw your little legs coming from underneath a big pickup truck because you were under there helping your father fix his truck. And you came upstairs, you were so happy, full of grease and grime, but you were happy because you had worked on a car. And you were all of 5 years old.
My dad also had a pearl white Camaro. I remember sitting in the garage handing him tools while he built the new engine. When he finished building it, it was so loud that it shook the windows and doors on the block. It was that powerful. When I was in the eighth grade, I had to pick a high school. When I saw Automotive High School listed in the Book of Public Schools, I knew that was the school I wanted to go to. My mother was proud because my grades wasn't so great.
Throughout your school career, you weren't really what I would call a student. I think vocational is better for you because you're getting a skill as well as an education that will help you with your future.
When I got to Automotive, it was really cool. There was a Porsche and a Corvette in the school. There were about 4 or 5 cars for us to work on at any time. My principal, Barbara Aline, says car dealerships often donate them.
Now, how do we get all these cars into our shop classes anyway?
In the back of our building, we have a freight elevator. We can move cars into the freight elevator, take them upstairs, and vehicles can be rolled down the hallways.
We learn how to fix these cars in shop class. Right now, they're doing a demolition. That banging is someone hammering with a chisel to loosen a part so they could throw it out. Now you're hearing someone sawing off an exhaust pipe.
We cutting off the exhaust.
That part they'll save. That chainsaw noise is the grinder. The student is cutting the frame of the car into pieces.
What kind of tools do you have your students using?
They're using chassis machines, tire machines, wheel balancers, ratchets, air chisels. I mean, there's hundreds of them. They're all exposed to those tools because those are the tools they're going to be using out in the trade.
Good, excellent. Now you're going to go a couple more feet and cut it again.
My shop teacher, Mr. Falou, says he teaches us by showing, not just lecturing.
Having them learn, you know, it's a process that it's electrifying. And later on, you may not see it now, but later on in the future, you know, they make something out of their lives. And it's good to know that you've been a good influence in their lives.
Hey, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be working. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be recording.
I couldn't help myself but to put the mic down so I could work on the car. You're
supposed to be recording, not working. All right, give the guy back the microphone.
Well, anyway, back to my story. I really think teachers like Mr. Falou can help students succeed. I found living proof, an auto mechanic in my neighborhood. The noise you hear is a vacuum sucking dangerous fumes.
Ever heard of a high school called Automotive?
Yeah, I used to go there. I graduated in 84.
I always learn something when I work on cars. If I'm digging in a car, I will always find something new. My principal says that that's why Automotive works for students like me.
The hardest thing for you to do is to stay focused. But you have to decide what it is that you're good at, and then you've got to make sure that you stick to getting it and achieving it.
Right. Thank you for your time. I like the fact that I get to work on cars. I'm even learning how to start my own car business. They offer business classes at our school too. Maybe one day, I'll get to open up my own store. But I listen to reggae, not B.B. King. I
I haven't seen my dad for 2 or 3 years. My parents split up when I was little. Sometimes I still miss working with him, but at least working on cars reminds me of him. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter David Ford.
WNYC's radio rookies learn in workshops to report and produce their own stories. You'll hear more a few months from now, when a new team complete their stories. And learn more at WNYC.org.